Are you serious? We can do 10 minutes on this thing now? Boy, they really... I used to be we could do 5, and then I had both apps, the old app, the new app. You could do 3 on the new app, and now you can do 10 minutes on this thing? Wow. I'm back! Welcome to the show that ended for a brief time, and hopefully we'll start this stuff again. I have been having a lot of tough times lately. I've been out of work at both jobs for 2 months now. And it's really been, you know, you're asking yourself, well, you've had all that plenty of time. Why haven't you done one of these things? Well, I've been looking for a job. I've actually been looking for trying to get back to having 2 jobs to make sure I can actually afford to get out of debt and to actually, you know, maybe make some headway. But I'm having a hard time even trying to find 1 job. And it's been very, very frustrating to say the least. I want to say this to you folks that may have been listening to this over the years and such, my infrequent contributions and such. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. I'm going to hopefully start doing this on a more regular basis, especially now since I can do 10 minutes and really shoot my mouth off. I do want to say this, and this is something that I want to express because it's been very hard these last few months. I was laid off from my security job 2 months ago, but before that, I worked at a call center, working 2 jobs. I worked security at that particular job for over a decade, and it was a very easy job. Basically, it was allowed me to work both jobs, essentially. What happened, though, is that at that security job, they laid us off because they went with automated security, which is really, really bullocks, but that's just me. Anyhow, at the call center I worked at, I was doing out calls for charitable organizations. And if you've ever done any fundraising over the phone, it's not easy. It was very, very stressful. And at first I thought, well, I could get the hang of this in time and such, but there was such a high turnover there that I hung in there for nearly a year. The group that I got hired with, by the time springtime rolled around, last year, I was the last one standing. And I basically did what I could to hang in there. And it just, the last 3 months of the job, I was literally hanging on by my fingernails because I was getting constant migraines. I was having anxiety attacks. I was having trouble sleeping. I think I had a lot of, you know, when you're working 2 jobs, you're already missing sleep to begin with. And I was having serious sleep deprivation. And it just got to the point where it, you know, I missed too many days. And I would have been better off going on medical leave? That's the thing. I had to pay bills. I had to pay rent. I had to pay power bill. And it just got to the point where I couldn't do it anymore. And the fact was, I hated the job. It just got to the point I really just could not stand the job anymore. And, you know, the management was great. The guy that ran the place really was very good to me. He gave me all the chances and more, but it just physically I was breaking down. And I reapplied there, trying to get on the medical side. I can handle inbound calls. I like helping people. It's just that, you know, when you're out calling and trying to solicit funds, you tend to get cursed out. I can deal with somebody who's asking for help and who's got a little bit edgy, because you just try and listen and try and help them as the best you can. You can't please everybody. But if you can at least try. Most people I've found, if you try, if you at least admit you don't know, but you're going to find out, and you're doing your best to find out, they generally are okay with it. So, anyhow, that's what I've been dealing with. Writing, you think I'd have all the time in the world. You know, here's the crazy thing that there's a part of me that goes, you know what, if I got to go on welfare, at the very least, I have time to write. But that's the thing. I don't want to do that. I want to work. I want to have a good job. And it's just gotten to the point where I really am frustrated. And it's like, I don't know. It's just like I really am needing a break. And I thought a few times during all of this that I would have a break would come along and such. I mean, hell, I even went and was thinking I was going to be an insurance agent, but I found out that A, they weren't going to put an office down here anyway, and B, I would have to train to be an insurance person, and I would not get paid during that training, which kind of defeats the purpose. I really thought I had a good shot at a job with Northland Cable as a sales representative. Had a great on phone interview, and I was waiting for the second for the interview, and then I got an email. This is about 2 or 3 months ago, saying we're not going to fill the position. That really, really sucked. I've been applying to the same positions at Staples for a long time, and apparently they've not filled those positions. I don't know why. I've applied to Lowe's many times. I had 2 interviews at Lowe's, and they kept turning me down. I'm like, I'm somebody who's been in retail for a long time. Am I the most cheery person in the world? No, but I do go out of my way to help people. I'm someone that I believe in knowledge, being very knowledgeable and being very helpful. I'm not perky. I'm not somebody that's going to have a broad smile. I'm respectful. I'm kind. I listen really well, and I try to help the customer the very best as to my ability. But for some reason, I don't know what's going on. But anyhow, I'm just hoping for a break. So if you guys could pray for me, I'd appreciate that. Or send good thoughts if you're not into religion or anything like that. That would be great too. I'm going to try and do more of these. I'll probably do my usual stuff about sports, news stuff, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, right now I'm watching basketball and just laying in bed trying to help my back get better. So, anyhow, for all of you folks who listen to this, thanks for listening, and hope you have a great night. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.